They serve soft, you say?
Uh-huh. Eat it with a spoon, maybe, or?
Well, unless you call it hush puppies, made from corn and meal mostly.
How are these cooked?
Well, they're cooked, like you said, in a little small bowl like.
And then they're fried in?
Fried and they can be fried.
Does your wife ever make, what we were talking about, deep frying now, does she ever make those round things with a hole in the middle?
Donuts?
Uh-huh.
No, you get them through bakery too easy.
Boy, that's true, isn't it? Thank goodness for the bakeries. They don't get the house all heated up. And a donut, is that the kind that is made out of cake dough? Or is that the kind that's sort of puffed up and full of holes?
Well, it only had one hole in it, and it's made out of, I guess there's different types of it. Most of it's made out of something like cake dough.
I was wondering there if you had a thing down here called a cruller. Sometimes in some parts of the country, the one that's glazed on the outside is called a cruller, and the other is a donut, or a fried cake. When you were a boy, did you have any special word for bread that you bought at the bakery?
The only thing we ever bought was light bread.
Uh-huh. In the morning, do you ever have those things baked out of dough, about that big around and sort of flat?
Pancakes. I was supposed to have some this morning.
That'll teach you to let that tractor
go, won't it?
What do you eat on your pancakes?
Syrup and butter.
In bread, when your mother made it, what did she put to make it rise?
Baking powder and soda. Which is now, I'm confused there to know which one makes it rise now.
Well, did she have any domesticated molds?
Yeast?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what they use making light bread. I don't think they ever use it in biscuits.
What are the inside parts of an egg?
Yolk and white.
What color is the yolk?
Yellow. Mm-hmm. Orange. They're good, they're orange. These factory made ones are yellow.
How does your wife cook eggs?
Well, fries them, boils them.
If she boils them, oh, say 10 minutes, what would you call them?
Hard boil.
Does she ever get a pan of water boiling and then break an egg into it?
Yeah, once in a while, that's it. Can you think now what she did boiling?
Poach?
Yeah, poach there.
Well, we're at the part now where we can start talking about butchering and meat and sausage and things like this. So
I expect we'd better stop and go check my hay again. It looks awful rainy back in the south again. It might be that I can get in bale, 200 or 300 bales.
Would it be possible for me to come see you again?
Yeah, maybe. That way, maybe that. Are you going to be around town here, or are you going back to Norman, or what?
Well, I live in Stillwater, I can't see the lady from Norman because her daughter's coming in from Denver today.
Mm-hmm.
I went back last night, and she had company, and I almost tore out all my hair. But I could stay around this afternoon and see if it looks like rain. Would that be?
Well, we might check and see if it. If it comes up and rains a little, it'll keep me out of the field, all right.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just going to be on the verge of.
Uh-huh. Is there a fishing place around here or something?
I have a pond up there that's on the hill. It should be pretty good, and I have the city lake out here.
Oh, could I go up there and just sit around your pond?
Sure could.
Kill a little time. Good, I'll do that. And then, is there any special time that I should come back and check?
Well, I'll know, by 1 o'clock whether that's, whether I can start anyway soon or not.
Oh, well, shucks, then I'll, should I just stop back around 1 or?
Yeah, you might check back by, about 1 and see, and if in a, and then if I can't, if I can go ahead and bail, I will, and if, you can go ahead and fish it. If it does come up any rain, well, it'll stop me because it's gone.
Well, I don't want to be too big a pest. I know I can't help from being a pest, but I can be as insignificant about my pestering as possible, I hope. So if at any time I'm pressing you on any of this for time or anything, well, please tell me.